Spooky Scary Skeleton Podcast, where we ask the question, what aliens do you guys believe in? Like, not necessarily like conspiracy theory alien, like, oh, who visited us or whatnot, but like, if there had to be an alien type that you've heard about or whatnot, what alien would you believe in?
I mean, I guess the Greys. They're like the most cited and like just the stereotypical alien, but like I believe in any of them. Like I just believe they're there. Are you talking about something more? Yes. Like lizard people?
Well, just in general. I mean, there's been a lot of it, or at the very least what I've heard, there's been a lot of like different alien types, like the Greys, the lizards people, the there's one that's like a almost elvish, kind of tall, skinny, Swedish human looking one.
Are they the ones that were in Miami a month ago?
I'm not sure.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I do.
But
yeah, Ben, you know that. What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where they like they had just lines of police cars up and down like the Miami Boulevard. And they, like, tried to say that it was for teenagers, but, like, literally, it looked like they brought out the entire Miami police force. Huh. And, like, people were saying it was for aliens.
Oh, Lord. Ben?
I mean, yeah, I was going to say the Greys, but I kind of hope, if any of them are real, I hope it's, like, the little green aliens, the little small ones.
Little green men? Mm-hmm.
Like the ones you can win at the fair in a balloon form. I hope those are the real ones.
Those would be pretty cool.
As long as it's not the aliens from Mars Attacks, I'm good. Oh, I love that movie.
You know, I watched that pretty recently, and I was like, damn, this movie is fucking bananas.
I'll never forget it.
Sarah Jessica Parker just has her head sewn on a fucking chihuahua. Like, how do you pitch that?
Yeah. My grandmother bought me that movie on VHS for my 6th birthday. It was the best thing I've ever got.
I've never watched this.
Oh, it's good.
Really? Oh, it is. I say product of its time in the most loving way. It is the goofiest fucking movie. And the wild thing is, like, I forgot Jack Black was in it.
Jack Black.
Yeah. I mean, Jack Black.
He's in that movie?
He is the first one, I believe, gets killed. The soldier?
Are you talking about Jack Nicholson?
No, I am talking about Jack Black. I am...
Because they're both in that movie. That's right.
Yeah. No, because I saw him and I was just like... Because he looks more like, I want to say, the character he did in Tropic Thunder with, like, the crew cut hair.
Yeah, he's one of the soldiers, that's right. His name's Billy in the movie.
I'd Billy!
Oh, okay, I've seen this alien before. I've never watched the movie, I know what we're talking about now.
They make the most annoying sound on the planet.
They look like they would.
Like,
I mean,
they're
actually off-planet.
Tell you what, this has like quite the cast. Like, what the Pierce Brosnan, Natalie Portman, Michael J. Fox, Danny DeVito, Glenn Close
for 1996. Man, this is a really good cast.
What the hell? This is like an all-star cast. Like, what is this movie?
I didn't know it, but Tim Burton directed this movie. I never knew that.
Oh, but I thought Tim Burton didn't direct anything.
He's directed stuff, but he just didn't do, you know, what it, we're not getting into that. No, it is a surprisingly heavy cast when it comes to names. Like, it's so weird too. Like, most of them are playing kind of out of the box roles for their, you know, personality.
Bro, it's
like
got
Jack Nicholson.
It's got Ray J in it. Tom Jones, Christina Applegate, Jim Brown, the running back. That's odd. my God, like, I'm just, like, going through. Is there anybody else in here?
Oh, that's, I didn't realize that was Tom Jones.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Cool.
Ben's not going to know who this is, but it's John Bradley. What was his name in Game of Thrones? Sam. Samwell Tarly.
Really?
Yeah, he's all the way at the bottom. He doesn't even have an official character.
God, he had to be a baby.
Probably.
Like, what the fuck?
That's wild.
Yeah. No idea who that is.
Well, Game of Thrones.
Never seen it. Mm.
We started watching Shogun, and it's like a Japanese Game of Thrones.
I heard that one thing they did for Shogun, because I can never remember his name, but yeah, I want to say it's Hideo something.
I don't attempt.
Hiroyuki Sanada, the dude that's been in everything.
Is he like the, he's the main one, right? And keep in mind, I've only gotten through episode
Lord
one.
Yoshi. Well, supposedly what they did was they wrote the movie in English, translated it into Japan, or Japanese, and then retranslated that back into English. So that the subtitles and everything. And he was a big proponent for like accuracy and making sure that this was like good.
Yeah. No, I liked it.
Also, let me tell you, Mr. Sonata, what a fucking looker. Like, Jesus Christ. I saw a TikTok recently because, like, I saw him in Bullet Train. He was great in that. And, but, like, I mean, he's shown up in a lot of stuff. But, like, someone did, like, a whole recap of all his acting careers. Jesus Christ, that man could have been a model when in his 20s.
What is his name again?
Like, ooh. Hiroyuki Sanada.
Hiro. Oh, here we go. Let's see. I mean, yeah, I can tell even now he's a handsome man. But, oh, yeah. Okay. There it is.
Like, he's been acting since he was like 5 years old, 6 years old or something.
Long
I think
time.
That is the first thing I saw.
Wow. Yeah, I would like, yeah, I obviously recognized him before this because I've seen him in a bunch of stuff, but wow.
I mean, Mortal Kombat, Last Samurai, Bullet Train.
Yeah, that Mortal Kombat, that's what I
Rush
kept
Hour.
Thinking. What have I seen him recently? What'd you say, Ben? Sorry.
He was in Rush Hour as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah. God.
He's like the male Michelle Yeoh.
Pretty much.
Like, they've been in, like, everything under the sun, but they don't really take off till they're old.
Well, not in America. Michelle Yeoh.
Well, yeah, sorry. That's
and
what
I Sonata in their countries, like, are incredibly popular.
Yeah. No, that's, I meant no disrespect. That's what I meant. Like, what was it whenever the Parasite came out and everybody was being disrespectful, being like, how does it feel to be a big star now? And it's like, everybody from, I think, Korea was like, they're literally like our Brad Pitts and Angelinas.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Michelle Yeoh in James Bond. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What a thing. Anyway, okay, what were you talking about? Aliens?
Alien. So, one of the reasons why I wanted to have us watch Alien, beyond the fact that it is I'm pretty sure it's in my top 10. I have the list around here somewhere. But there is a new one coming out.
Oh, God.
I would like to say, August 16th, 2024. Alien Romulus is coming out, and the director has come out. He did the first remake of Evil Dead, the 2013 one, Don't Breathe, and a few other things. But I'm more interested in it because he was just like, oh, hey, I want to, like, I think they've all said it about every single one that's come out that's new, is like, it's a return to form, but he's come out and said, like, I wanted to do less CGI stuff and more puppetry, and I'm like, fucking give it to me. Do it. No. Give me them puppets.
Yeah. I feel like the Aliens franchise just in general, and I'm not a savant on it at all. I really don't pay attention to this franchise very much, but I feel like it just got very convoluted, especially with, like, the prequels. Like, because isn't it, like, a whole thing? Like, people were saying Ridley Scott was making, like, an allegory to Jesus Christ with the engineers and, like, the actual creation of the xenomorphs, and it's just, I don't know. It just seems all very, very, very deep for a movie that originally came to fame from just being a, you know, stalking, just high action-packed thriller. I don't know. Just seems like it lost itself along the way somewhere.
No, like, so, well, they did a smart thing when they switched genres, because, like, I feel like Alien and Aliens, while both incredible on their own rights, Aliens is much more horror action, while Alien is much more sci-fi horror. My issue with the prequel things is mostly that he changed what had already been kind of written. So, like, Aliens and Predator, they have a very wide and expansive, like, graphic novel and comic series that kind of go into the explanation of, like, the engineers and everything, and I feel like he just goofed on, like, because I do like Prometheus, and I do like Covenant, but he goofed so hard on the, like, the engineers and the explanation on how the xenomorphs got made. Like, I honestly hate it.
Well, I think people still don't even know for sure, or I guess they do, but I guess it's confusing. Did the engineers create them? Did David, Michael Fassbender's character, create them? It seems very much more confusing than I feel like it was supposed to be.
Well, if I'm remembering correctly, the way it went was the engineers created the liquid and or the kind of like base element of it. And then they created the humans by mistake because they did the whole, like, you know. Yeah, it was very much a Jesus Christ allegory. Jesus Christ. Just dissolving himself in the water and suddenly everyone's alive. We can blame him for all our problems.
I don't get that part.
David is the one that genetically changed the xenomorphs to what we know today. Because in Prometheus, the engineer who got face hugged, it was a big one. That xenomorph, I believe, is called the Deacon, and it had like a separate form. And then even the ones on Covenant were like white and much more gangly and didn't really have like the classic look. Whereas the very final one we see, is the one that is more closely related to the original Alien.
Yeah, still confusing. But yeah. To be fair, I didn't even know until today that Aliens was a sequel. I didn't know the film Alien even existed, so all of my opinions are really to be taken with a grain of salt.
I mean, did you watch Alien or Aliens?
I watched Aliens with an S.
Oh, my God.
What, were we supposed to watch Alien?
Yeah.
Oh!
Okay, no.
Damn, no wonder you're confused.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, action. I mean, I guess they were on the ship for a little bit, and I mean, the chestburster scene, but...
Well, I mean, here, how about this? You all tell me about the movie.
Well, no, we can pivot to Aliens. I mean, it's
But I want to hear like, y'all's opinion of Alien. I've never watched the movie.
Okay. We'll make this little double feature, Alien and Aliens.
Cool.
So Alien is like the original sci-fi horror one, and it's what's her name? Wanting to call her Ridley Scott. Ripley.
Ellen Ripley. Ridley Scott is the director.
That's right.
One of the directors.
That's right. Ridley Scott's the director, not the main character. I wonder if that was on purpose. Just take the D and flip it.
Oh, you know it had to be. Just like whenever I used to write stuff, I would always call it like a main... Like, I remember, Ben, when we were making a White Mamba, I wanted to make the character's last name Galloway because I was lame as fuck.
Oh my god.
But, so, the whole plot is like, it's more of like a, what's it called? A bottle episode sort of thing, where they don't really have anywhere to go. They're on a ship with a creature and they're trying to survive. Mm-hmm. It's a lot slower paced than Aliens in the sense that it is, I think, one alien taking out the entire crew.
Yeah, the first kill's not till like almost an hour into the movie.
Yeah.
But
it's a really good slow-paced movie.
I agree.
I assume there's only one alien.
Yeah. Or at least I'm pretty sure it's only one alien.
Yeah, it's only one. Like in this movie, it's only one.
Yes, because he was very clever in calling the second one Aliens.
There's multiple. but it's got some pretty heavy hitters in it. John Hurt, young Sigourney Weaver, John Finch.
I only know Sigourney Weaver.
You ever watch Hellboy?
Ron Perlman, yeah. Oh, yeah, is he in
the... The old man is John Hurt.
Got you. I don't know him. He sounds like he's painful, though.
No, he's dead. But he was a sensational actor.
I wonder if it hurt. I'm sorry.
Jesus. But it kind of sets the tone and kind of shape of like all the rest of the movies. Into terms of like what characters get involved, because like even in Covenant, because like in Alien, the ship's driver is wearing like a Hawaiian shirt, smoking, and kind of like a cool guy, and then in Covenant, the spaceship driver is a cowboy and he's having a good old time. He's like, "I'm driving this thing, yeah, whoa."
Danny McBride, right?
Yeah.
Aren't these this one specifically the first one? It's set. The year is like 2115, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to think. So technically, it's doing like a, almost like a Fast and Furious thing. The timeline kind of goes backwards.
Yeah, the timeline kind of jumps around here and there because like, Alien, Aliens, and Alien 3, it's all Ripley, and then I believe the fourth one jumps far into the future, and or at least a good jump,
right?
And then Prometheus was like a prequel sort of setting.
I was gonna say in AVP it goes back to like the times of like the Mayans and how they worshiped the predators, and basically the predators would use Mayans as a sacrifice to spawn aliens so they could fight them and constantly be like the top dog. That's a good movie. That I like that one a lot.
AVP. That takes me back.
I love that movie.
It's so good. And even AVP 2 is still good. Like,
I agree.
I will say I like the android in Aliens 2 or Aliens. I like the actor's dedication to coming back to play that role time and time again up until I think the most recent the Prometheus and Covenant. But yeah, no, Alien on the whole is a nearly perfect movie. I find very little wrong with it, just because it's got kind of the same thing as The Thing. It's a confined space, people fighting a creature, and I mean, I don't know. It really doesn't get better.
Wow,
the budget for it was only $11 million. Good lord.
For Alien?
For Alien, yes.
Nice. All right. Gotta remember the hard in.
What?
For Alien.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, but one thing I kind of don't like that they did for the Prometheus change to the creatures was, if you read the comics and whatnot, the big body they found with like the suit and it's already bursted out or whatnot, they're supposed to look like elephants.
What is supposed to look like an elephant?
So in the first movie, when they go down and they go down to a planet, they find a alien ship that's crash landed, and when they're going through, they find this giant alien that seems to be sitting in a chair, and its body has long since been decayed, but it's got this hole in the chest, and the helmet that it has on is this kind of almost too large for its head, kind of sits on its shoulders, and then there's a long tube that goes down almost to the chest. And for the very longest time, nobody knew what they looked like. But in one of the comic series, which, let me see if I can find it. In the comic series, they showcase them once, and they're like, they look like the suit. It's not really like, you know, advanced humans. It's more along the lines of like a giant elephant creature to a certain degree.
So this is what that's what they were supposed to look like instead of looking like just white statues.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of like an alien elephant sort of thing more than a human. I don't know. It could just be me.
Well, it's more unique.
Capture window. My only gripe, really and truly, with the newer series is that they missed out on kind of making a, that's what they were supposed to look like.
To a certain degree. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, evolutionary traits that creatures have are indicative of predators and in the environment. And a need for food, I guess. And, I think they missed out on a massive opportunity to create a new creature or something for us, the audience, to kind of take in, or even just make them like a naturally occurring thing on the original engineers' planets. Just because, like, to me, them like crafting the perfect creature, and it's like David making the little thing, and I'm just like, so it's humans killed themselves because they made this terrible thing that's now unleashed on the galaxy, but how does it get out of the galaxy? And then, you know, Covenant kind of answers that. But like, it would be so much cooler. Have you guys ever seen Attack the Block?
Mm-mm.
Oh, absolutely need to get get you guys to watch that. That was the movie that got John Boyega his Star Wars role.
I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
The aliens in that, they fall through space. They essentially go into hibernation and like fall through space, and then they land on the planet and they follow like a little white alien that leaves like pheromones and whatnot. And like, I really wish they had done something like that, like make them a little bit more interesting, make it so like they live on like a harsh planet or something, and make them like a natural part of the universe. Because like, for me, it just doesn't feel like, oh hey, David made these one little aliens and they went to a planet and now that planet is full of these aliens, so no one's gonna go there, they'll just glass it. Like, it's such an easy solution. But that's just me. I'm griping. Ben, I mean, you've seen Alien. What do you think about it?
I mean, I like the movie. It's, you know, it's not my, you might kill me for this, it's not my favorite, like, monster movie, but that's kind of the only thing keeping it from being a 10 for me, is that I just prefer the Yautja over the alien.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, teach their own. I still like the alien in the series. I don't know, I much prefer the predators and their storyline.
Yeah,
which I guess would almost be the same thing as the alien line, but because I don't know which one of them came first.
Aliens 1974.
I'm saying like in the lore.
Oh.
I really don't know. They're both ancient, so.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I like how they're going back in time and for Prey, and I've heard that they are making another Predator movie, but I don't know when it's set. But it would be interesting to see, like, an ancient alien versus Predator.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Did they do that with Prey, but just with no aliens?
Prey was definitely an older alien type, but it wasn't like ancient, I guess. When I'm saying ancient, I'm talking about like caveman times.
Oh. Caveman versus aliens.
I mean, could be cool.
The only like instance that I know of that they actually show like the oldest form of them is in AVP. I mean, like I said, it goes back to when the Mayans used to worship them. But they're both older than that, so I really don't know. I mean, that's in all the series, it's the only time I know that, like, you see both fighting each other in an ancient time.
Yeah. God, it'd be so cool. But now, for me, Alien is standout. I mean, it's kind of along the same lines as like the original Halloween. It's influenced so much of like sci-fi horror. I mean, it's an easy 9.5 out of 10 for me. But
nice.
Yes, and it's a 9 for me. Like I said, I love the movie. I'm a Yautja fan.
Yeah. No, you're good. All right. Aliens. A separate movie in the same franchise. Mm-hmm.
Just with an S.
Yeah. This one, they pivoted to more action based, which honestly, the smartest move they could have made, because I don't think another like just basic horror would have worked off the same.
Yeah, well, you gotta evolve.
Gotta up the ante.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, Aliens is just, like, the prototypical, like, action horror movie. Like, it is the mother of all action horror.
Yeah. God, it was only $18.5 million to make? Damn.
No, I mean, but really it was made back in 1986, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's like $18 million back then. It's like $80 million now.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Fair. But, no, I do think the first two Alien movies are probably their best. This one definitely explodes into that action, and God, it was just so cool. And it has so many memorable lines, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Beat it, bitch. Or no, that's not the word.
Like,
what is it? Get away from her, bitch.
Yeah. Fucking Ripley, man. Oh. Bill Paxton, man.
Oh yeah, isn't he like the annoying one?
Yeah, he's always like kind of played the annoying guy in anything he's in, but yeah.
He's got an annoying looking face.
Hey, you be nice to him. He's a great actor.
He was a great actor.
Yeah.
Packed it in.
But no, what are your thoughts on it, Tyler?
I think that it is a really exciting movie. I think when I was a kid, did y'all ever watch Lloyd in Space?
God, yeah.
No.
The little Disney, green guy?
Yeah, Disney movie. So they had a Halloween special that, you know, the entire cartoon takes place on like a space shuttle or a colony type of thing. But in this, I think that there's some kind of virus that gets loose and it's turning people into monsters. So it's just Lloyd trapped on the space station with a bunch of monsters. And I think that whenever I watched Aliens when I grew up, I thought they copied Lloyd in Space. Come to find out, of course, it was the other way around. And I think that, like, that trope really sat with me because that episode of Lloyd in Space fucked me up as a kid. I don't know why. I think something about just watching your friends and family turn into monsters that kill you is really, like, traumatizing. And so, like, the eeriness, even though, like, in this one it's obviously much more action-packed, still just the eeriness of never knowing where the alien's at, and the fact that it's OP. Like, nobody can beat it. Like, if it sneaks up on you, it's got you. I don't really know if I guess the girl in it, like the little girl, kind of gives Ripley like a reason to go back and find her. But like, am I a horrible person? I would have left the girl. Like, I would have left the little girl. Like, to me, I'm kind of like that thing. I would have assumed it already killed her. I don't really understand why it like just put her in their little nest.
So you would have been Paul Reiser then. You'd have been like, hey, for the good of the company, we have to leave, or, you know.
Well, no, he wanted to capture one or something.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have tried to capture. I would have just wanted to leave.
Yeah.
It ain't about money; it's about life.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I feel like Ripley's attachment to the girl is based on probably like two things. Number one, she's been in the little girl's situation to a certain extent of like, I'm alone on a ship with like a creature that can easily kill me. And probably that Ripley probably never had kids after the whole like chest burster. She did?
She had a daughter.
Did she?
So I've learned today that it was deleted from that theatrical release, but they actually had Ripley had a daughter named Amanda that died 2 years prior to Aliens.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like she grew old, and everything. And apparently in one of the games, she is the main character. Amanda Ripley.
Oh, Isolation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Did not know that.
So that's Ripley's daughter, but they cut her from the theatrical release. But had they kept it in, it probably would have gave a better understanding of why she is so attached to the little girl.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But they got to put her in a video game. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool way of, like, kind of tying it all together.
No, I really liked Aliens. And that's kind of why, when I was playing the video game or whatnot, I actually bought the DLC because I wanted to play further. even though it was free, the base game was free, I was just like, I want to see what else they put in this game. Let me tell you, I almost don't like what they did with the DLC, because they made all the aliens white, and it just all looks like cum monsters, and I'm like, why?
Weren't the aliens that David made white?
I want to say the original ones were the ones that were like spore based. But this was like a different thing. Like I can't remember. I can't find anything, but I know the ones David made were white, but they were like a separate thing. The ones in the game were different. They were supposed to be like tougher, because like instead of like it just being like, oh hey, here's just a shit ton of aliens coming at you, they had a few that were like bigger, and they had like bulkier arms.
Interesting. It's been a hot minute since I've seen the second one, so I don't remember much of the second one. It's been a long time.
See, I thought the second one was the most famous one. Is the first one the most famous one?
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah. I literally did not know it existed until today.
From what I'm reading, Aliens is widely regarded as one of the best movies to come out of the 1980s. Whereas Alien was, in my personal opinion, one of the best horror movies ever. Just like the, pacing and all that. But I mean, you can definitely feel the impact that this franchise has had on like the horror sci-fi genre. So, I mean, Aliens is probably more widely known. God, we'll have to watch the whole franchise, because like the third and fourth one are just something else. It takes such a dive. Even though I think the third one had or was it the third one? I think Resurrection was the one with Resurrection was the one with Ron Perlman and Winona Ryder.
Isn't that one where she becomes a robot? Like, Ripley's dead, but they cloned her for whatever reason?
Yeah, they cloned her, and she's, like, a quarter alien. So she's like, I'm hot, but a little bit evil, and I've got my hair slicked back, so you guys know that I'm kind of, like, not all human, because original Ripley had curly hair.
Edgelord, Ripley.
Wow.
It really is. It's Edgelord Ripley.
I mean, why did they clone her though? Just because they knew this movie wouldn't make any money without Sigourney Weaver in it?
Probably.
Is there an in movie explanation?
Well, yeah, they're experimenting on aliens. but military scientists on the space vessel USM Agra create a clone of Ellen Ripley, designated Ripley 8, using the DNA blood samples taken before her death. Xenomorph's queen DNA has been combined with Ripley, so the clone grew up with an embryo inside of it. That's right, because they were making a queen, or they wanted to make a queen. All the ones they had captured beforehand were just like soldiers.
I thought Ripley died in like a fire. Like it, her death looks pretty unable to get DNA from. Maybe. Oh, that's right. I think I saw she had had her blood drawn prior. Okay, never mind.
Using DNA from blood samples taken before her death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I think I saw Resurrection first before the other ones growing up, and it was just the goofiest, some of the goofiest stuff. Because it's got a guy from like CSI, it's got Ron Perlman, Winona Ryder, and there's a dude I can never remember his name, but he's in it very briefly, and you'd recognize him. He always plays like kind of like a gruff guy and stuff.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Michael Wincott. He was the main antagonist in The Crow. Yeah. Now he actually hasn't done too much. Well, he hasn't done anything recently, but he's been in some video games. Did some voices. But it looks like he's kind of stopped acting since 2017. Oh, he was in Strangers.
The newer one?
1996. Oh, never mind. Oh, no. Oh, shit, that was him. Holy fuck. You guys watched Nope, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I did.
Yeah.
The director that they call in with that fucking deep-ass voice.
Yeah, that's Michael.
Yeah.
Holy shit. He's got a great voice, man.
God, he's got a great voice. I'm going to have to watch this... regardless if we review it, because like God, I need to watch that again. But yeah, no. Aliens. I'd say Aliens is 8 out of 10 for me. Really quotable, lots of fun, visually very explosive. and I think they did a great job with some of the effects of, back in the 80s and whatnot, they made it look very good.
Yeah, it's been, I need to rewatch it, man. It's been way too long.
What, in the terms of, now that Tyler knows the kind of origin and or history of Alien to a certain extent. With Alien Romulus coming up, is there anything that you would like to see from it? Or have you guys seen the trailer for it yet?
I have not. I did not even know they were making another one.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little shocked that we're after everyone kind of just didn't really enjoy Covenant and Prometheus as much. But...
they still make money, Joe. They still make
money. They still make money.
If it makes money, they will get that milk milked.
What a way to word that.
I mean, Android milk. We can keep... Let's just keep recording, and I'll edit this down, but... watch the trailer real quick.
I'm watching now.
We can... get your thoughts
from
on that.
Fetty Alvarez. Fetty. Yeah, it looks good. I mean, well, the trailer looks good.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just Alien, like major franchises like this that have had so many ups and downs, more downs than ups. I believe it when I see it in terms of it being a good movie. But I'd be open to watching it, of course.
Hell yeah. No, I'm thoroughly interested, especially after he said he was going to do the puppetry stuff. Because, like, I mean, you saw when they're, like, skittering across the ground and Ripley's, like, hiding under the bed and whatnot. That shit is just, like...
Ripley?
Oh,
Was she
in Ripley, in Aliens?
Oh! I thought you meant
when he. No. When the government guy is trying to
kill her.
Get them infected, yeah. And she's hiding under the bread with Newt and whatnot. It's just so. There's a physical feel of like puppetry that just if you use it correctly, it just makes it better. She looked creepy.
Yeah. Or at least actors in suits. Obviously not with the facehuggers, but just the aliens in general.
I don't know what we'll watch next. I think we'll figure it out. Because I would love to just go through like the entire Aliens franchise, but that's a lot to watch.
I beg you, please, no.
I mean, I don't know, because like the only ones that I think are kind of like a kind of trudge to watch are like Aliens 3 and Resurrection. I think Prometheus and Covenant are kind of fun to watch, but we'll get there eventually.
When does Late Night with the Devil come out?
It, as far as I'm aware, is already out, but I will not be seeing it.
Why?
They used AI in several, like, it's small stuff, but I would rather not watch it.
So you're boycotting it?
Yeah.
Because
it's a small thing, but the fact is they had an entire creative team that they could have used on that, or they could have paid someone a couple hundred dollars for commercial rights. Because what they used AI on was the, assumedly the power goes out or something and they have to cut from the broadcast. And so they used AI to make images for the intermittent broadcast. There's about three of them. And then also the some of the backdrops they used it for. And it really burns me up because they're like, you know, bet on us. We're an indie production. This is, you know, a movie that we've put a lot of heart into and whatnot. It's just like, if you had just gone that little further distance, if you had just paid someone and really made someone's day. Because, like, I saw this one person that posted on Twitter. They made an image that looked sensational. Because if you look at the images, you can tell that they're AI. They look bad if you, like, take a peek closer. And this person made a beautiful image, worked, looked gorgeous. And if they had paid this person, that person's name could have been in that movie. And just took that opportunity away from them. And it's frustrating to me.
Hello?
Where'd he go?
I don't know. Maybe the AI got him.
I think it did.
Well, I'm still going to watch the movie.
Could you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
No.
Well, we'll figure out what we're going to watch.
Where is Late Night?
Okay, I won't talk about it anymore because I know you don't want to support it, but I want to see where it's streaming.
Well, no, it's just. I mean,
I'm going to watch it. I'm like, it looks cool. And I mean, I 100% agree and hear your complaints. I just don't think there's any point in complaining. I just don't think it's going to matter. It's just AI is coming, whether you want to stop it or not, and it's going to get used for things it doesn't need to get used for.
Yeah.
It's just it is
a bit of a bummer.
I mean, it's just like literally Aliens is pretty much telling us what we already know, just that we are going to create artificial intelligence one day. It is going to revolt against us in some form or fashion. There's probably going to be, if I had to guess, there's probably going to be a movement at one point with AI and artificial intelligence of
so you understand.
Oh, yeah. But is it whenever it comes to having it in androids, having it as a companion, having it as, you know, any form of, sentient life or non-life, whatever, We're probably going to have like people protesting about like it getting used like slavery and stuff like that. It's probably going to be a whole thing. Then the AI's going to revolt. And we're going to die. Maybe they'll just take over Earth, or maybe we'll reincarnate after like a few thousand years. I don't know.
Yeah. Well. All right.
Can't wait, I like how boys. I just went on that little rant. And Joe's just like, all right. Anyway.
Well, I guess it's, you know, set in stone. It's just gonna happen.
No, all I mean, right. it's just there's been so many movies that have outlined it, and honestly, it's just the natural cause of things. Like, I feel like in our society, like, if you have something that could be deemed as sentient, something that could be deemed as having a quality of life, you're going to have a large group of people who wish to defend that life. Which, you know, we can have moral debates whether it's fair or foul, but either way, it's going to happen.
I don't know.
Do you disagree, or are you just trying to find a way to segue out of this?
I do disagree, because the fact is that regardless of people arguing against it, stuff still happens to sentient stuff. I mean, like, we want to take a look at like cows at the most basic level, but like if we're talking about like higher levels of intelligence, we're talking about like octopuses and dolphins and whatnot, people still murder the shit out of them. And
that's fair.
Like,
I guess, like, looking at it more from like whenever we eventually have our own, like literally like in Aliens, like in Blade Runner, like when we have like automated humans, automatons, whatever they call them in Aliens, like when we have fake people that are just, you know,
yeah,
AI people, like that's where that's where my kind of crazy talk is coming in at.
Yeah, no, I get it, but
I don't know how we got there from just AI generated pictures, but
I mean, it's pretty much gonna be saying, I mean, that's what you're gonna be saying when we're seeing them. How did we get here from AI generated pictures?
I know, we're sitting here playing with AI, like making Plankton and Patrick have like sing-offs, doing Hamilton's Hamilton music. You know, it's just crazy how far AI is gonna go and how like just fucking pointless we're gonna use it for.
For real.
But that is humanity. We do dumb shit for fun.
All right. Well,
for fun.
Well, I mean,
he's 100% correct.
Okay, I don't feel like I'm wrong.
Like, humanity has always done dumb shit for fun for forever. Like, that's just our MO.
We just love pushing the boundaries of literally anything.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Yep. And it will lead to our own destruction. And with that, we say goodnight and thank you for listening.
I'm Joe.
I'm Jack Nickelback.
I'm Tyler. Who the fuck is Jack Nickelback?
It's if Jack Nicholson started Nickelback. God, can you imagine?
Excuse me?
Hey, everybody, I'm Jack Nickelback.
Look at this photograph.
God.
Ben's like, what the fuck? He's so fucking confused.
I am.
He's like, I feel like Ben's probably like, man, have I been zoned out for like 30 minutes?
I've been in like a perpetual state of confusion for the last 2.5 weeks, so yeah.
I thought you were going to say like 20 and a half years.
You know. The confusion never stops, man.
Hey, man. You know what they say.
No, I don't. What do they say?
I don't know. I was hoping you knew.
No, I don't have the secrets.
I think you do. Somewhere. Possibly the anus.
Jesus. That's the kind of thing that you want.
I don't know. Mine's pretty, Mine's the slate is clean.
It's still fresh.
Yeah, dude wipes has been great, man.
Oh, I bet, man.
Ass smells like shea butter.
I didn't know you were living that dude life.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. I bet you.
I want that.
How does your wife feel about it?
She enjoys it.
Yeah, fresh and clean down there, I bet.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm two steps from buying a bidet. Ooh. Get a water rocket in my ass. That's even better.
Dude, I love bidets. No homo.
That's nothing is wrong about cleaning your butt,
I
man.
I know, but there's so many men that are just like, I will never have anything put up my ass.
Literally, yeah, and their wives are suffering for it.
Got a colonoscopy last week.
Who did?
The people that don't want to have water sprayed up their ass.
Oh, I thought you said you had one. I was confused.
About to say, I mean, you know, it's proactive of you. You know, yeah. Never too
yeah.
early, I guess.
You know,
it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, they told me I could wait like 15 years, but I was like, ah, let's go ahead. Let's get
this thing over with.
Yeah, let's see what the fuss is about.
Use the whole hand.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a doctor's hand up my ass. It is not fun. She literally told me I needed to stop squeezing so hard.
You were canonically a Muppet for like a couple minutes?
Oh my god, yes. It was so awkward. Because I think the doctor like felt like she didn't need to, but I was genuinely scared about something. So I was like, please. Or I didn't say please. I didn't say,
please.
Please, doctor.
Use the middle finger and the thumb, please.
No. But yeah, it was a pretty awkward experience.
Oh. And then she put her hands on your shoulders and told you that the doctor would be in soon.
That'd be horrible. God.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
It's all ogre now.
Hold on, sorry.
Oh my god.
Okay, well.
See ya. Good way to end it, yeah.
Yeah. Get your colonoscopy, guys. Do women? Yeah, women have colonoscopies.
Jesus. Yes, they do.
I forgot.
This episode has been very productive.
This episode is brought to you by Vaseline. And dude wipes.
And dude wipes.
Yes! Oh, I haven't even told y'all. I've become a liquid death boy. My refrigerator.
It's about damn time.
My refrigerator is stocked. I've got convicted melon, sparkling mountain, and mango chainsaw, which you were right, Ben. Mango chainsaw is awesome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I haven't tried the lime one, or I think they've got like iced tea ones now.
Oh, the tea is good.
I bet it looks good.
The Armless Palmer is my favorite.
That's no longer its name. I believe it's called Dead Billionaire.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck Arnold Palmer.
Damn. Wait, is Arnold Palmer dead?
Yeah.
Oh my god, so
for
is
a
that,
long time.
So are they literally just taking a shot at his estate? With that name?
Yes.
Yeah,
That's
his estate made them change it.
That's fucked. up to call a dead millionaire. That's so petty and fucked up.
That's even better, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, listen, their marketing is genius. Like, they need to have literal, like, marketing books written about them.
Yeah, they
gotta go get start making dinner.
Oh, do you? You in a rush?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
God forbid we were having a fun conversation, Joe.
I'm
Jesus.
Sorry.
Oh, all right. Well, bye, guys. Have a good one. I'm gonna stop recording.
I'm
now.
Joe.
I'm not redoing it. We already did it. Edit it.
Okay.
I don't want to say.
And this
it
has been They Watch Tonight.
You're damn right. It's been.